We continue our stroll around Sonoma County, try to see how various cities and towns were affected by the floodwaters. On the KSRO live line is the incident commander of the Sonoma Valley Fire Department, and his name is Spencer Andreas. And good morning to you, Commander.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well, sir. How did the Sonoma Valley fare over the last couple of days?
Well, the Sonoma Valley, a lot better than the West County, from what I've heard, but I've actually been on the West County the whole
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So the Sonoma Valley in pretty good shape as a result, except for Shellville, of course,
that's
area
normal.
There. Yes. So what have you been doing in the West County for the last 48?
So I've been the incident commander for the flood situation on the Russian River, assisting all the river agencies and West County with mitigating this incident.
And I know you have seen some things in terms of rescues, et cetera, over that course of time.
There's been a lot of that, yes. And as you've seen on social media, the news, the papers, yeah, a lot of that's been going on and still going on.
I'm surprised to hear still going on, I guess. How long would you expect that to be true?
Well, I would suspect it to be true through the end of the day until the water subsides enough.
And are you back in Sonoma Valley, or are they still keeping you out in West County for your services?
Yeah, so we have a incident command post set up at the Grayton Fire Department,
mm-hmm.
and this is part of the county's emergency plan for this particular event, as it has happened in the past. So we have a special room, and we set up a command post in the Grayton Fire Station out here on 116 and assist all the agencies out here.
Very good. And how many agencies are taking part in this effort?
Well, pretty much all the West County agencies are fully staffed, or actually I should say overstaffed, continually providing services to all the communities out here. And there's been other agencies, so Sonoma Valley, Petaluma, Goldridge have came in to support and help staff the incident command post.
Very good. And I would think that once the waters, they're beginning to recede very slowly now, and then that the rescue operations will become minimal as the river goes down, correct?
That is correct. And we'll transition from there into recovery and getting folks back in their homes, hopefully.
And that is, as we all know, a big part of this equation, because it is not easy to clean up after a flooded Russian River.
No, it's tough.
Not. Yeah.
No. And the biggest thing is we want to make sure it's safe for them to do so.
Yes, safety first. And then I've been talking to Supervisor Linda Hopkins of the West County, who says she's hoping that some of the fire agencies will be available with their hoses to help in the cleanup effort.
Yes, we're going to hope, but obviously our public safety and our EMS or our emergency system's number one.
Yes.
But we'll see if that can happen as well.
Very good. Well, it's a community in Sonoma County, that's for sure. And just another example why we live in a community of heroes. Commander Andreas, glad to have you with us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
That is Spencer Andreas, incident commander of he is with the Sonoma Valley Fire Department, but has been working in Grayton out of in that situation.